This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. After several NATO allies in recent weeks pledged to send advanced battle tanks to Ukraine in support of its war against Russia's invasion, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials have begun the call for its allies to supply them with warplanes. Correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, talked with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Monday about those discussions.
What we're hearing that actually Poland was considering to send some, and there are also some countries that basically discussed this. But again, as Prime Minister of Poland said, that this is only possible, again, in coalition with NATO countries, so in similar coalition as happened to the tank decision. Yeah, so basically this is something which is actively discussed within Ukraine. And also, this discussion starts on the international level because, as I already said, President Zelensky made it clear that this would be one of the main topics for the next Rammstein meeting.
Anna Chernikova was referring to the meeting in Rammstein, Germany, of defense ministers and other Ukraine allies where military support for Ukraine was discussed. The new U.S. ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, was heckled by a crowd of people chanting anti-U.S. slogans Monday as she entered the Russian Foreign Ministry in Moscow to present her diplomatic credentials. The group held hand-painted placards carrying messages criticizing Washington, one of which read, "Your tanks are killing civilians." Protests in Russia, particularly on issues related to the war in Ukraine, are effectively banned unless they have the support of the Russian government. Relations between Washington and Moscow are near all-time lows, with the United States responding to Russia's invasion of Ukraine by supplying Kyiv with weaponry. This is VOA News.